And you were a big Giants, New York Giants baseball fan growing up.
That's why I wore 24, Willie
Mays.
You ended
up signing with the San Francisco Warriors. Did you get to know any of the guys out there, like Mays and McCovey and Cepeda and those guys?
Well, yeah, I got to know all of those guys. So here I'm a kid growing up, and Willie Mays is my hero. Why? Because my father taught me to catch my fly balls like this.
Wow.
Basket catch.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, this rookie comes to the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
It's Willie Mays.
Yeah.
So I said, that's my guy.
1951.
He's catching like this, right? So obviously, I made a good choice. So I'm in parochial school, and my brother, older brother Dennis, he's going to, you know, the regular school, the public schools, and they had a day off for teachers' work day. And so their PAL was going to the Giants game.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut school to go on the trip to go to the Giants game at the early, you know, early game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over there, I get in, and back in the polo grounds, they used to go to the clubhouse up the stairs in center field.
I remember it well.
So I jump the wall at the end of the game and sprint out there to go to shake Willie Mays' hand. And I get to shake Willie Mays' hand, go back, we go home.
You're
I get
15,
there.
16 years old.
No, I was younger than that.
Younger.
And so I come home, my brother says, so how was school today? I said, it was great. He said, baloney. He said, you were at the game. I said, what are you talking about, the game? I wasn't at the game. He said, yeah, you were at the game. He said, I saw you on television. I said, no way. He said, yeah. He said, they had a shot of this kid that jumped the fence, and they zoomed in on him to shake Willie Mays' hand, and it was you. I said, please don't tell Mom and Dad, will you?